AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations says one quarter of humanity, 2 billion people, are living in conflict areas today, and the world is facing the highest number of violent conflicts since the end of World War II in 1945. Secretary General Antonio Guterres cited conflicts from Yemen, Syria, Myanmar, and Sudan to Haiti.
And now the war in Ukraine, a catastrophe shaking the foundations of the international order, spilling across borders and causing skyrocketing food, fuel, and fertilizer prices that spell disaster for developing countries.
The UN also says the number of people who have fled Ukraine since Russian troops invaded has surpassed 4 million. A source tells the AP U.S. intelligence officials determine President Vladimir Putin in Russia is being misinformed by his advisors about his nation's forces' poor performance in Ukraine. President Biden announced $500 million more in U.S. aid for Ukraine. Prosecutors in Michigan have rested their case against four men charged with planning to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer before the 2020 national election. They're accused of being angry over the governor's coronavirus restrictions. A day after federal regulators approved a fourth coronavirus shot for people 50 and older, the White House says President Biden is set to receive a second booster dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. One Republican in the Senate, Maine's Susan Collins, has come forward to say she'll vote yes on the nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. Collins met again with Jackson after last week's hearings.
She explained in more detail her careful, thoughtful reasoning. I didn't always agree with the results that she came up with, but I had no doubt that she applies a very careful approach to the facts of a case.
Severe storms that included at least one tornado injured several people in Arkansas and Missouri. This is AP News. The World Health Organization says the number of people killed from the coronavirus rose last week. The number of cases dropped.
According to its latest weekly report, the WHO says the high death toll from COVID-19 is likely due to changes in how deaths are reported across the Americas and by newly adjusted figures from India. About 10 million new infections and more than 45,000 deaths were reported worldwide over the past week, following a 23% drop in fatalities the week before. WHO also reports the number of new coronavirus cases has fallen everywhere now, including in the Western Pacific region, where they've been rising since December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Los Angeles City Council is scheduled to vote on whether to end a requirement that many indoor businesses and large outdoor events verify that customers have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.